For those of you who are first time here, my name is Ziming Xu. They call me Z or Dr. Z. I happen to have a PhD. That's fine. I'm the host for the Developer Dinner event. I took over this event, this monthly event, since July. So far we've done a few events. And I really appreciate you coming here in this cold, weather. Hopefully, the content was, really good for you, worth your trip. What I want to say before I start talking about the Silverlight 5 a little bit, we are planning a series of SharePoint 2010 development starting next month, January. So we'll continue that discussion until we run out of topics, until you feel like that's enough. Let me ask you, how many of you in the audience are doing Silverlight, whether it's administration, development, architecture, whether it's previous version, 2003, 7, or 2010? If you could raise your hand. I've seen a few hands. Okay. So this is just an FYI. We'll basically keep you posted if you check our blogs. The first session will be, I don't know if I put a slide over there, SharePoint as development overview. And then we'll talk about how to customize SharePoint to improve your branding. There are really some nice internet sites based on SharePoint 2010. But look and feel, you can't even tell it's a SharePoint site. Today, when people ask me, Z, what's the recommendation for my career, move and all that? Not all of them ask me, but some of them do. I'll say SharePoint, if on the Microsoft technology stack. But there's many other, paths available, but this is definitely one of them. Today, we just couldn't find enough talents, experienced, developers, architects, administrators, doing SharePoint. The main reason is that SharePoint requires a lot of things, you can start with SharePoint very quickly, but in terms of development, it's .NET based, right? So you need to know the .NET framework. Plus, there's SharePoint specific. And then, web pods, workflows, and all that stuff. And there's also architects, how you architect SharePoint, sites. So there's really a lot of work. So that's just an FYI. The agenda for today is I'll basically talk about Silverlight 5 for a few minutes. And then my colleague James, he will basically talk about unit testing. Another colleague, Mark, will talk about Windows Phone 7 application development. But particularly, he'll talk about the application he submitted, which has been approved at Microsoft Marketplace. So these are really good topics. How many of you, let me switch my slide deck. How many of you have watched Scott Guthrie's keynote? Okay, we got a few hands here. Let me just, the video, the full keynote is available. I'm not gonna play the entire video for you tonight. So if you haven't watched it, if you wanna know SharePoint Silverlight 5, watch the video. I've watched the video twice. It's about 1.5 hours. It's got great demos. I'll talk about the schedule, when it's available. The contents from the Silverlight Firestarter is available. The code and the presentation is probably not available yet. So I'll stop right here. I'll just talk about this. I don't have the original presentation. I just haven't had time to check it, if it's available, but I captured some of the screens from the keynote. So basically, Microsoft is committed to Silverlight. So there were some discussions about what's the future of Silverlight, right? How many of you heard about that? Okay, we've got a few. There was some confusion, right? So we quickly made some clarifications. So we'll continue to support Silverlight. That's actually very strategic to Microsoft. Silverlight 5 release, the beta at least, is just one of the things that you can see. The the strategy is really Silverlight is really for writing applications like a line of business applications, rich user experience applications and all that. From Microsoft perspective, we'll support that. But also there is introduction of HTML5, right? And also the Microsoft side there is IE9. So the question is that which way you go, whether it's HTML5 or Silverlight. I think we made some clarifications, okay? So from the browser perspective, it's definitely we are supporting this open standard, HTML5. In fact, there are many great sessions from Microsoft PDC. So you can watch some demos, discussions about the HTML5 standard. There are a few good sessions over there. So we're definitely going to support this one from browser perspective. But for Silverlight, it has unique needs, basically, for writing applications, whether it's media-centric or whether it's data-centric. In terms of IE9, the beta version is available. How many of you have tried or used IE9? Okay, we've got quite a few. So basically, there's a lot of improvements, including using the GPU to speed up your applications, right, performance-wise. So there's a website you can check if you're running IE9. It's called www.beautyoftheweb.com. Okay, there's great examples over there just to see what capabilities IE9 will bring to you. So I will basically briefly walk through some of the new features of Silverlight 5. So the best way to know about Silverlight 5 is really to watch this video for now. Okay. So once the beta code is available, I think you definitely can try it. There's a hardware decoder, basically, instead of using software. It will basically rely on the hardware to speed up the performance. Trick play is really kind of to allow you to speed up the video play, audio, fast. Scott Guthrie even made a joke, like if you watch company, internal training, you can just fast forward, still listen to the audio. Power management and remote control. The IIS Media Services 4.0, which is a free download. How many of you actually tried this IIS add-on? It basically helps you to stream media, right? So Silverlight become the consumer of the contents. So there was a great demo about how you set it up and to run that in the Silverlight application. There will be a support, Azure support for the media services. Data binding side, there's improvement in terms of debugging. I think they showed how you can debug a XAML file, which is really nice. Typically, you can debug the code, but not the UI piece. So there's quite a few improvements. That's just one of them. The rear services. How many of you have tried? We've got the rear services. What is that? The service pack 1, right? Available. So I actually tried it. It's really nice. Writing the application in Silverlight, you can generate the schema and then call the rear services, actually set up the services very quickly, and then create the Silverlight application to consume their services. There are a lot of how-to on the Silverlight website. So if you're really interested in learning Silverlight, go to the place. It's silverlight.net. There are some other improvements in text clarity, vector-based PostScript printing. I'm not going to go through the list because I just kind of want to mention to you. There's also GPU acceleration. During the keynote, we invited a twin brother to demonstrate a 3D application. For those of you who have seen that, to me, that's very impressive. They actually showed Scott Guthrie, I think, then peel off his muscles to see the skeleton and then the pumping heart. I think I have that image here. So if you watch that, the 3D support was missing from previous Silverlight versions, right? This is really the first time we actually made this version available, the support of 3D available. I encourage you to take a look at that. Out of browser, now it supports multiple browser windows that I think a local company, Cintra Active, the VP who used to work for Microsoft, he demonstrated that particular application. He even showed how to use a USB as a hardware device using the pinvoke to call the native code to get the reading numbers from the USB device for a healthcare solution. So as you see, Silverlight is introducing a lot of new features that will make it easy for you to write applications, particularly for features that that are not supported in the previous versions. So there's also UI testing. We're not going to show that today, but James is going to talk about the testing piece with the two Microsoft tools. So I'll save that for him. There's also performance enhancement with Silverlight 5. And for the first time, I think it will support 64-bit. What you see on screen is the release schedule for Silverlight 5. Right now, we are talking about the spring of next year. The beta bits will be available. How many of you actually have worked or are working on Silverlight stuff, specific applications? None in the audience? Okay. You guys all do Flash? Okay. So you could have stopped me saying Z. Don't even talk about that. We're not interested, right? But for those of you who some of you, I'm sure that will probably take a look at that, whether you are interested or whether there's business need. So it will be available, the Silverlight 5, in 2011. So the good thing is that I didn't plan to spend the entire night to talk about Silverlight. Okay. So any questions about Silverlight, I'll make sure the link is available to you. So I was planning to use 15 minutes, so I've used 12 minutes. So that's really good.